The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 10, text number 10. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on November 1st, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tesham Satada Yuktanam.
Tesham Satada Yuktanam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Yenamam Upayanti Te.
Yenamam Upayanti Te.
Tesham Satata Yuktanam.
Tesham Satata Yuktanam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Dabami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Dabami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Yenamam Upayanti Te.
Yenamam Upayanti Te.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter of the Lord instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Now, buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna but he takes pleasure in mental speculations that understand Krishna, he is acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but still, if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness with love and devotion and render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to Him.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatha Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, we have to work anyway, don't we?
Taigi, bet kuriu atveju reikia dirbti.
You're going to do something every day, right? So since you're going to act every day anyway, why not act for Krishna? And if you're going to act for Krishna, why not do it with love? Because if you serve Krishna with love, then Krishna will reciprocate with your love. Nobody can reciprocate love like Krishna.
Ir niekas kitas negali taip meiliai atsakyti kaip Krishna.
He is Rasa Raj. He is the king of all rasa.
Nes jis yra karalius visų skonių rasų.
Rasa means loving exchange.
Rasa reiškia meilės mainai.
So there's no one who can exchange love like Krishna.
Taigi niekas negali taip keistis meilės mainais kaip Krishna.
Why not try to love Krishna?
Bet kodėlgi nepamėginti jo mylėti.
By doing some service for him.
Darant kažkokią tai tarnystę dėl jo.
And do it with love.
Ir darant tai.
What can I do?
O ką aš galiu padaryti?
Well, if there's nothing else, you can chant.
Na, jeigu neturit ką padaryt, galit kartot jo vardus.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Do you eat?
Are you valgot?
You eat, don't you?
Valgot, eh?
Well, you can offer your food to Krishna.
You gali savo maistą paukoti Krishna.
No meat, fish, or eggs, though.
Tiek neaukokite mėsos, žuvies ir kiaušinių.
Offer your food to Krishna.
Paukokit savo maistą Krishna.
And do it with love.
Amen.
And you know what will happen to the food?
Žinot, kas tą maistą įsitirs?
It will become transformed into pure spiritual energy.
Maistas transformuosis į tyrą dvasinę energiją.
And you know what will happen to you by eating that food?
Žinote, kas jums atsitiks valgant tokį maistą?
You will become Krishnaized.
Jūs krishnatizuositės.
You become transformed into a transcendentalist.
Jūs tapsite transcendentalistu.
Simply by eating Visharam and chanting Hare Krishna, you'll be transformed into a transcendentalist. And when you become a transcendentalist, you can realize Krishna. Some may say, what's the advantage of realizing Krishna? You know, I mean, why not realize some money? Or, you know, a nice girlfriend or a boyfriend or something, you know. Who wants to realize Krishna? Never heard of him before. Well, I can inform you that Krishna is the source of all existence. If it wasn't for Krishna, this country, Lithuania, would not exist for even a minute.
Jeigu ne Krishna, ši šalis Lietuva nė minutė neegzistuotų.
There would be no sun.
Nebūtų net saulės.
No moon.
Mėnulio nebūtų.
No stars in the sky.
Ir žvaigždžių taip pat.
No water.
Vandens nebūtų.
No food.
Ir vandens nebūtų.
There wouldn't be anything.
Nieko nebūtų.
You see, Krishna is manifesting everything.
Krishna viską duoda, viską priešina.
If it wasn't for Krishna, you would not exist.
Net jūs pats neegzistuotumėt, jeigu ne Krishna.
Krishna is the foundation of everything.
Krishna yra viso ko pagrindas.
So, it's pretty amazing.
yra tikrai neįtikėtina.
Brahmaji has described his wonderful qualities in many verses.
Apdainuoja nuostabias Krishna savybės.
Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sadudvala vigrahasya govinda mari purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Garbinu Govinda, pirminį viešpatį.
Whose transcendental form is full of bliss.
Kurio transcendentinė forma yra pilna palaimos.
Truth.
Tiesos.
Substantiality.
Substanciališkumą.
Concreteness.
Konkretumą.
And is thus full of the most dazzling splendor.
Ir jisai pilnas nuostabiausia švytėjimo.
Each and every one of the limbs of that transcendental figure
kiekviena jo kūno dalis
possesses in himself
turi visą galią, kaip jis pats,
the full-fledged functions of all the organs.
Kiekviena kūno dalis gali atlikti kitų kūno dalių funkcijų.
And eternally sees, maintains and manifests
jis amžinai mato, apreiškia ir palaiko
the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane.
Nesuvokiamas skaičių visatų materialių ir dvasinių.
Show me anybody else who can do that.
Parodykit man kurį nors kitą, kuris taip gali daryti.
That means any part of Krishna, even his fingernail.
Tai reiškia, kad netgi Krishnas nagas
can see, maintain and manifest infinite universes, spiritual and mundane.
Gali palaikyti, sukurti begalę visatų materialių.
Not that the fingernail can do that, the fingernail is doing that.
Ne tik kad gali, bet taip ir daro.
You and your fingernail are two.
Jūs ir jūsų piršto nagas yra du skirtingi dalykai.
You are not your fingernail.
Jūs nesat jūsų piršto.
But everything about Krishna, every limb of Krishna is fully Krishna.
Bet kiekviena Krishnos kūno dalis yra pats Krishna.
You see, Krishna is his body.
Nes Krishna yra jo kūnas.
And every part of his body has full power to manifest all the infinite universes.
Ir kiekviena jo kūno dalis turi jėgą apreikšti neribotą skaičių visatų.
So if you can connect with Krishna,
taigi, jeigu galite turėti ryšį su Krishna,
you are connected with everything.
Jūs turite ryšį su viskuo.
And you can relish the sweetest bliss
ir galite ragauti saldžiausią nektarą
in loving exchange with that amazing person
keisdamasi meilės mainais su šia nuostabia asmenybe
who's engaged in the most amazing pastimes
kuris užsiima tokiais neįtikėtinais darbais.
Chintamani prakara sadma sukapa vriksha lakshavrate shushurabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahatra shata samrama sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the first progenitor,
kuris yra pirmoji gyva būtybė.
He is tending the cows in abodes built of spiritual gems. The place, everything is constructed of, you know what a gem is? A jewel? Everything is, he lives in worlds where everything is made of spiritual jewels. Can you imagine a place where everything is spiritual jewels, like rubies and sapphires and... I mean, it's an amazing place. And he's surrounded by millions of kalpavriksha trees that satisfy any desire that the devotee may have. The kalpavriksha will give any desire you have. And he's always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. And then Brahmaji continues in text 30 of the fifth chapter to describe even more about Krishna.
Vainam kvanantamadavindadalaya taksam Barhavatam samasitam buddhasungarangam Kandarpakoti kamaniya visheshu shobam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord who is adept at playing on his flute. With blooming eyes like lotus petals. Head decked with a peacock feather. With a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds. And his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Can you imagine meeting such a person? Can you imagine having a close one-on-one relationship with such a person? And associating with him as your dear most confidential associate at every second? If that sounds attractive to you, you are in the right place. Because this process of Krishna consciousness will bring you to that platform. Where you can directly associate with God face to face, eye to eye at every minute. Are we there yet? No. But we can see God immediately as the deity. We can associate immediately with Krishna in the form of his holy name. He also appears in the form of the spiritual master. His external manifestation. He appears in the scriptures. So Krishna is available in so many ways. He's available in the form of devotional service. If we will take advantage of all the ways that Krishna is available for us right now, to the fullest possible extent, Krishna will see, oh, this one is serious about being my devotee. And then Krishna will reveal himself to such a devotee. We simply have to follow this process. Because this process works. Some say, well, I've been doing this process, but it doesn't work. Well, you haven't been following it properly. If you've been practicing Krishna consciousness and you are not full of ecstasy, you're doing something wrong. Anyone who's properly practicing Krishna consciousness will get up every day in a state of ecstasy.
Kiekvienas, kuris tinkamai praktikuoja Krishna sąmonės, kiekvieną rytą atsikelia pilnas ekstazės.
Wow! Another day of bliss.
Dar viena diena palaimos.
That's what it's like to wake up in Krishna consciousness.
Tai reiškia nubusti Krishna sąmonė.
But if you wake up and you're not feeling that way,
bet jeigu atsibūdė, taip nesijaučiat.
All you gotta do is start chanting.
Tai reikia pradėti kartu šventą vardą.
Even before you get your beads.
Netgi prieš pakeliant savo.
When you go on the way to the shower, just start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. When you're shaving your face,
skusdamiesi veidą,
or combing your hair, you see,
šukuodami plaukus,
chant Hare Krishna.
Atokin Hare Krishna.
When you're taking bath, you can chant Hare Krishna. In this way, just try to chant as much as you can on the beads and off the beads all day long. Go on a Hare Krishna mantra marathon.
Hare Krishna marathon atlikit.
And you will feel the bliss. You will feel the ecstasy. Did you know that chanting is enchanting? So the more you chant, the more you become enchanted.
Pakerėtas.
And the more you're enchanted by Krishna, you forget about Maya. Maya can't compete with Krishna. What can she offer you? A little money, a little sex life, a little prestige. It's nothing compared to Krishna Bhakti. Even the post of Brahmaji is nothing compared to Krishna Bhakti. You think I'm crazy to say such a thing? No, it's confirmed in the scriptures. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna. Mam pechita kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But he who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, he never takes birth again.
Nuo aukščiausios Brahmos planetos iki žemiausios viso šitoje visatoje egzistuoja tik kančia. Bet tas, kuris grįžta į mano planetą, daugiau nebegimsta šioje žemėje.
So even if you go to the highest planet, Brahmaloka,
net jeigu keliausite į Brahmaloką,
where you don't have to worry about terrorists or hurricanes or AIDS or any kind of things like we have here,
kad nėra nei teroristų, nei AIDS, nei potvynių,
you'll still find that even Brahmaloka is miserable. That is the statement of Krishna. So why not go to the Krishna planet? You see, that's where the bliss is. There is no bliss in this material world. Do you think there's any bliss to be had in this material world? If you do, forget it. You're wrong. There is no happiness in this material world. Just give up any idea of enjoying this material world. You will never enjoy this material world. Simply if you will take shelter of Krishna, you will taste the sweetest happiness at every minute. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Ask the Staki, I knew you would be the first one. Go ahead.
Čia buvo sakoma šlogai pradžioje, kad su pasiaukojimu, kas man atsiduoda. Tai iš kur imti tą pasiaukojimą ir kodėl, jeigu tai pagal prigimtį yra, vadinasi pasiaukojimas, aukojimasis. Kodėl tai aukojimasis?
Translation.
In the verse is written that we have...
If what?
In the verse... is written that we have to make service with
love,
devotion.
Yeah.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, that's
sacrifice.
Right.
Sacrifice. We have to sacrifice.
Those who devoted to serving me with love, that's have to serve with love. Yes.
And why it is said sacrifice? If it is natural for us, why we have to sacrifice?
Where is the word sacrifice used? To those who are constantly devoted to serving me love, I give them the understanding in which they can come to me. There's the word sacrifice is not there in the English or in the Sanskrit.
Devotional service is translated as sacrifice.
Yes, it's in Lithuanian, it's written sacrifice.
Maybe our translators need a double share. Is it a correct translation?
Lietuvių kalboje pašnabėtis pasiaukojimas. Anglių kalboje yra...
Sometimes devotion is translated as sacrifice.
How does it translate? Sometimes.
Sometimes devotion in Lithuanian is translated as sacrifice.
Oh, sacrifice. I see. Well, sacrifice has a number of meanings as well. One meaning of sacrifice is to make something sacred, to make it sacred.
Pasiaukojimas turi daug reikšmų. Viena iš jų tai yra kažką daryti šventu, šventai atlikti.
You see, there's two conceptions of sacrifice. There's a Vaishnava conception and the Mayavadi conception. The Mayavadi thinks, oh, I have to give up everything. I can't touch anything of this material world. That's his conception of sacrifice. But the Vaishnava, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, he uses everything for Krishna.
But Vaishnava, sekdamas Rupa Goswami pėdomis, viską panaudoja Krishnai.
There's nothing to sacrifice because nothing to give up because everything belongs to Krishna already anyway. If I tell you to give away all your possessions, you can say, well, I don't own anything anyway to even give away anything that's blind. I have nothing of mine to give away because nothing is mine anyway. So the Vaishnava conception of sacrifice is to engage everything in the service of Krishna. Whatever talent, whatever ability, whatever opulence you have, you keep it. You don't give it away. But offer it to Krishna. If you're a good speaker, talk about Krishna. If you're a talented singer, then sing songs about Krishna. If you're a businessman, make millions of dollars for Krishna. Whatever your talent is, use it for Krishna. That is the Vaishnava conception of sacrifice. Does that help to clear up your understanding?
Okay.
You said that without Krishna there would be no water.
Yes, if Krishna wasn't there, there'd be no water, that's right.
But what to do, for example, in New York is too much water.
There's too much water?
In New York now.
Yes, the Hurricane Sandy has devastated New York City. Because they're becoming too sinful, they're being punished by nature. Either they have too much water or too little water, you see. It becomes too hot or too cold. This is all simply due to sinful activities. If they will take the Krishna consciousness, all of these problems like global warming and terrorism, all these problems will go away. These fools and rascals, they want to deny God. They want to become more and more decadent and immoral in their activities. And they wonder what can be done to solve all these problems. They don't realize all we have to do is get back in harmony with God. But they say there is no God. They say God is a myth made up for little children to make them behave. So these rascals must be punished. Of the laws of nature. Therefore we must distribute these books in mass quantities to save them. So they will read Prabhupada's books and they will understand the truth that there is God and that we have to live in harmony with God. Therefore we must flood this planet with Prabhupada's books. Instead of Hurricane Sandy, we'll have Hurricane BBT. Next question. Yeah.
I want to ask how to come to the platform always to serve to Krishna.
How to come to the proper...
To the platform always to serve to the
Krishna. Oh, how to come to the platform of always serving Krishna. Well, it's very simple. If I'm not serving Krishna always, well, at least serve him for 5 minutes a day. And then once you want, and then expand it, serve him 10 minutes every day. And then 15 minutes. And then 20 minutes. And then get really bold and go for an hour a day. I'm going to serve Krishna. In this way, just keep inching yourself forward until finally you get to 24 hours a day of Krishna consciousness. One time, Vishnujana Swami was Prabhupada in his room in Los Angeles. And Prabhupada pointed at his harmonium. He said, "You see, I have this harmonium here. If there's any spare time, I will sing some bhajans. In this way, no gaps for Maya." So you started any, wherever you can, you start. 5 minutes a day, an hour a day, whatever you can, you give that time exclusively to Krishna. And then from whatever your starting point is, you gradually expand your comfort zone. Until finally you're comfortable 24 hours a day doing devotional service. And then you become completely free from fear. Completely free from anxiety. Completely blissed out every day. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Samaksavesha Madhuteshu Madhbhaktim Labhate Padam. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once comes to the Brahma Bhuta stage and he becomes completely blissful 24 hours a day. Such a person doesn't hanker for anything, doesn't lament about anything. He sees all living entities equally. And madbhaktim labhate padam, in such a state he attains pure bhakti. So we're all at different levels. Some do 1 hour of bhakti a week and that's it. Doesn't matter what your level is. Everyone's welcome here. We're all a spiritual family. Beginners, middle levels, advanced, we're all one family. So everybody, whatever you can do for Krishna, you do that for Krishna. And keep doing it for Krishna. And it's not only quantity, it's the mood in which you do it also. This verse says to do it with love. So, for example, we chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So how do you do it with love? Prabhupada told how to do it with love. He said, feel, when you chant japa, feel the presence of Krishna. You're actually speaking to Krishna. The personality of God has come and you're speaking to him by chanting Hare Krishna. So speak to Krishna lovingly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In this way, by quantity and by quality, you will advance very, very quickly on the pathway to pure bhakti. Nice question. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Dear Brahman, it is possible that Krishna will give you a buddhi to understand that you met your spiritual master when you see. Ar įmanoma, brangus brahmane, ar įmanoma suprasti intelektu, ar jausmais, ar širdimi, kai sutinki savo dvasinį mokytoją ir sekti jo lotoso pėdą. Thank
you. Ta prasme, kai tu...
Ar tu, kai ar pamatai, ar, nu, tiesiog, ar tu suvoki, ar, ar tau bent kokie požymiai buvo?
Kaip suprasti, kad sutikai savo dvasinį mokytoją? How to understand that you bet your spiritual master? Can you understand by intellect, by feelings, or somehow?
It's not difficult to understand when you've met your spiritual master.
Nėra sunku.
Not difficult. You simply have to have a sincere desire to surrender to Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai reikia turėti nuoširdų troškimą atsiduoti Krishna.
And then, according to this verse,
tada, pasak šio posmo,
Krishna will give you the intelligence to understand who is your spiritual master. Simply, you have to be reach that point. You say, "I want now to fully surrender my life to Krishna."
Paprasčiausiai reikia prieiti tokį tašką, kuomet jūs galėtumėte pasakyti, aš noriu pilnai atsiduoti Krishnai.
When you reach that point, the Lord in your heart will say, "Okay, here he is. You've just met your spiritual master."
Ir kai padarysite šitą apsisprendimą, viešpas viduje sakys, štai tavo dvasinis mokytojas.
Just like Prabhupada, you see.
Kaip ir Šila Prabhupada.
From one brief meeting with Bhakti Siddhanta, he immediately knew, oh, this is my spiritual master.
Iš vieno trumpo susitikimo su savo dvasiniu mokytoju, iš karto jisai suprato, štai aš sutinku su savo dvasiniu mokytoju.
Actually, it's quite interesting. Prabhupada argued with him, first of all.
Ir iš tiesų gana yra įdomu, Prabhupada ginčijasi su juo.
Just imagine, he's a complete stranger. He never been to the temple before.
Įsivaizduokite, jis niekad nebuvo šventikoje, yra visiškai svetimas.
He's a guest, the first time he walked through the door.
Svečias, kuris pirmą kartą pro duris įėjo.
It was a preaching center at Ultadanga in Calcutta. Gaudiya Math preaching center. This young chemical factory manager walks in, he sits down, and immediately the guru gives him an order. You should spread Krishna consciousness in the English speaking world. Prabhupada was a follower of Gandhi. He was a countercultural youth of the day. One that we must get the British out of India, you see. So he argued from the standpoint of a Gandhian. This is not very important. The important thing is to get the British out of India.
Bet tai nėra taip svarbu. Svarbiau yra Britais atsikratyti.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati very solidly and defeated his argument.
Ir Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati labai...
And he immediately accepted, I have met my spiritual master. And he accepted that order, yes, somehow I must do this. I don't know how I will do it, but somehow I must spread Krishna consciousness to the English speaking world.
Does
that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Okay, next question. Yes?
Kaip yra ugdomas nesavanaudiškumas ir kaip nesavanaudiška meilė pasireiškia praktikoje gyvenime?
How to develop inside me this selfishness and how it's expressed in the life?
How to develop selfishness?
No. Selflessness.
Selflessness.
And how it manifest in the life.
Yes.
Everyday life.
Selfless love.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you the insider secret, the way to develop selflessness is through intelligent selfishness. The way to develop selflessness is through intelligent selfishness.
Būdas, kaip išsiugdyti nesavanaudiškumą, yra per intelektualų savanaudiškumą.
In other words, you should understand what is the greatest benefit for me.
Tai žodis turint suprasti, kas iš tiesų man yra naudinga.
You should understand that you've been suffering through 8,400,000 species of life.
Reikia suprasti, kad jūs kankinotės 8,400,000
Again and again and again suffering in the cycle of birth and death.
Sukdamasi gimimų ir mirčių rate gyvenimas po gyvenimo jūs kentėjot.
And that your highest self-interest is to get out of this cycle and regain your eternal identity in Krishna's pastimes.
Ir jums naudingiausias dalykas yra ištrūkti iš gimimų mirčių rato ir sugrįžti į Krishna žaidimus.
You should intelligently analyze the facts and see things as they are.
Turite intelektualiai analizuoti faktus ir suprasti dalykus tokius, kokie jie yra.
And understand that I have to stop seeing and thinking that I'm the center of the universe.
Ir turite suvokti, kad aš turiu sustoti galvoti, kad esu visatos centras ir nustoti taip veikti.
My highest self-interest is to understand that Krishna or God is the center of the universe.
Didžiausia nauda man yra suprasti, kad Krishna yra visos egzistencijos.
And that I am simply his eternal servant.
O aš esu paprasčiausias jo tarnas.
So once you intelligently analyze that it's your highest self-interest to become completely selfless.
Taigi, kaip mes suprantame, kad didžiausia nauda man tapti nesavanaudžiu.
Then you have to take up the process of Krishna consciousness very seriously as given by Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada.
Tada jūs turite priimti Krishna sąmonės procesą labai rimtai tokį, kokį jį davė Srila Prabhupada ir Rupa Goswami.
You can look, you have the nectar of devotion in Lithuanian?
Yes.
Look in chapter 6 of the Nectar Devotion.
Pasižiūrėkite į šeštą skyrių Sidimo Nektaro.
There's a whole list of the steps you have to go through to become selfless.
Ten yra visas sąrašas žingsnių, kuriuos reikia žengti, norint tapti nesavanaudišku.
I will give you the first five, which are the most five most important of the list.
Aš jums pasakysiu pirmus penkis, kurie yra labai svarbus.
The first thing is you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That's the first thing.
Pirmas žingsnis yra priimti prieglobstį prie dvasinio mokytojo.
Second thing is you have to get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
Antras žingsnis – gauti iniciaciją pas dvasinio mokytojo.
And take training from him how to execute devotional service.
Ir būti jo apmokamam, kaip atlikti atskirimo tarnystę.
The third step is you have to obey his orders with faith and devotion.
Trečias – reikia sekti jo nurodymui su tikėjimu ir atsidavimu.
Not begrudgingly, oh, Guru Maharaj asked me to do this. No, you have to have faith and devotion. In this way, you have to follow his orders. That's the third step. The fourth step is you follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the direction of your spiritual master. The fifth step is you inquire from your spiritual master how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So if you will take these five steps given by Prabhupada in the Nectar Devotion, which are the five most important things, if you will do these five things very seriously and very steadily,
jeigu stabiliai ir rimtai juos atliksite,
you will attain the platform of selflessness.
Jūs pasieksite nesavanaudiškumo platformą.
We absolutely guarantee it.
Absoliučiai garantuoju.
Okay? Any other questions?
Kaip pasireiškia nesavanaudiškumo?
How this self selflessness love is expressed, manifests?
How does selfless love manifest?
Manifested.
By always acting for the welfare of all living beings, the ultimate welfare.
Nuolat veikiant su motyvu suteikti absoliučią naudą.
The ultimate welfare of all living entities is to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Absoliuti nauda gyvoms būtybėms yra grįžti atgal į dvasinį pasaulį.
So when you become selfless, that means you'll always be acting for the ultimate benefit of every single living entity in this whole universe.
Ir jeigu tampate nesavanaudiškas, tuomet veikiate nuolat tam, kad padėti visoms gyvoms būtybėms grįžti atgal namo pas Dievą.
You'll be the best servant of every jiva soul.
Ir tuomet tampate pačiu geriausiu tarnu kiekvienos gyvos būtybės.
Okay. Next question. Yeah.
Toksai klausimas, ar kartuodamas mintise Hare Krishna mantra, ar tai yra paradha ar ne, jeigu tu visą laiką kartuoji Hare Krishna mantra mintise, ar tai daromas įžeidimas, ar reiktų kartuoti garsiai?
To chant mantra in the mind, is offense or not?
Is it an offense? No, it's not an offense. But we're not so, our minds are not so powerful that we can do that perfectly.
Bet mūsų protas nėra toks tobulas, kad tai atliktų taip gerai.
Thanks, our minds are like monkeys.
Mūsų protas yra kaip beždžionė.
Jumping here, jumping there. So the more you can chant audibly on the lips and with the ears, that will make your chanting more powerful.
Ir kuo daugiau mes galim kartoti garsiai, kad girdėtume per savo ausis, tai bus dar geriau.
So on the lips as much as possible, and also mentally you should chant as much as possible too.
Taigi, garsiai kiek įmanoma daugiau ir mintise kiek įmanoma daugiau.
But when it's audible, the mind becomes more fixed.
Bet kada mes kartuojame garsiai, protas jisai.
That's why we do kirtan.
Todėl darom kirtaną.
That's why we do japa.
Todėl darom japas.
Because we're not powerful yogis who can just fix our minds on one point without deviation. We're not. That's the reality.
Nes tokia realybė, kad nesam galingi jogai, kurie gali susikoncentruoti vieno
darbo. We need the help of audibility, of it being heard. We need that extra help to fix our mind.
Klausos pagalbos.
So our initiate devotees, they chant 16 rounds on the beads every day. That has to be audible or that's an offense. But beyond, after the 16 rounds, then one can chant in the mind all day long, there's no harm. Next question.
Kaip žinoti, susidariusios situacijos, kaip žinoti, kuris kelias yra teisingas, kuris Krišnos kelias, kuris yra formas. Kaip pasirinkti teisingai.
While we're doing material activities, we always has ability to choose between something. So how to know how to proper choose?
You can ask your spiritual master. And you can ask senior devotees. You can read Prabhupada's books and understand what's right and what's wrong in so many situations. And Krishna will also help you within your heart. Said no as well. Okay, we're going to stop at 7, so we have about 2 minutes left. Maybe one more question. Any other? There's a question back here. Okay.
Aš norėčiau paklausti, šiandien Bhagavatam rašo, kad reiškia, Krishna kontroliuoja atsidavusiųjų norus arba jūsijas. Tai man įdomu, ar kodėl Krishna negali tada priversti Krishnos bhaktų visiškai atsiduoti, pilnai atsiduoti. My question is, I read somewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is controlling the senses of the devotees or desires of devotees. So why Krishna wouldn't make us surrender completely to him? So this is a question. Iš tikrųjų troškimus kontroliuoja, ne jūs yra tam buvo
Krishna, bet troškimus. Krishna is controlling devotees' desires. So why should he not make us to desire fully the devote to him?
Krishna doesn't want robots.
Yes, Krishna doesn't want robots.
It's no fun. You can't have a loving relationship with a robot. Therefore, Krishna gives us the free will to choose to love him or to leave him. Because then love can exist.
Nes tik tada meilė gali egzistuoti.
If we're forced to surrender to Krishna, then there's no love. We're just machines. We're not even people anymore.
Jeigu mes priversti jam atsiduoti, ne tik, kad neturim laisvės, bet net ne žmonės.
Do you want to be a machine?
Ar norėtumėt būti mašina?
Or do you want to be a person?
Ar žmogus, asmuo?
Is it? Why do the parent, how come a parent that lets their child act freely and the parent doesn't chain the kid to the bed?
Kaip gali tėvai leisti savo vaikui veikti laisvai ir nepririšti jo prie lovos?
Is it? The same principle.
Tas pats principas.
God gives you the freedom
Dievas jums davė laisvę,
so that you can choose to love him or to leave him.
Ir galit rinktis, mylėti jį ir palikti jį.
Very simple psychology.
Paprasta psichologija.
So we'll stop here.
Čia sustosim.
Invite everyone for tomorrow morning's Bhagavatam class at what time?
Rytoj 8 ryte visi ateikite į Šimat Bhagavatam paskaitą.
What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. we're going to dive deeper and deeper into the sweet nectarian ocean of Krishna Bhakti.
Rytoj dar giliau nersime į Krishna Bhakti.
So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness program this evening. Please make this your whole life to serve Krishna with love. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Achyala Bhai.